welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we do see your text messages and all that fun stuff. Like, we got one from Nathan P. This was from a few weeks ago saying, hey, hello, Nathan P. here. Just started listening to the podcast this week. Awesome. Love you. Awesome ladies. Keep it up. Vicky makes me laugh especially.
Aww.
Because I'm a dummy.
Because you're a funny lady.
We also got a message from Carly. And says, Vicky, Carly, think of all the trips to Astoria you can take. And it's she sent us an article from Insider.com about a 28-year-old woman who's donating plasma twice a week to fund Disney World trips every month in 2022.
Wow, that's so smart.
Right? I'm like, I should have donated plasma and gotten money for it. So apparently,
hey, you could start.
She lives in Pennsylvania, and she's 28 years old. Her name is Liz. She has been there approximately 15 times since the summer of 2020 and plans to return at least once each month throughout 2022. So donating plasma.
15 times to Disneyland?
I've been once in my entire life, and I was 12. I think these Disney adults piss me off because I'm jealous.
Oh, I mean, it's very fun, but it's definitely not my thing. Like, right. I would go every once in a while, sure, but I have friends who go, like, season passes and stuff.
Right.
And I'm just like, that is way too much for me.
Too much money, and I get nauseous
too
on everything.
I was on a swing
yesterday.
Would not have a good time.
No. Yeah, I was on a swing yesterday and had to get off because I was getting nauseous. It was bad.
That is sad. You would not be able to ride anything then.
No, I'll have to take every single thing of Dramamine I could find.
But then you just fall asleep.
They have non-drowsy.
It's still kind of drowsy, though, isn't it?
I don't know. I'll just mess up my body to caffeine pills and Dramamine at the same time.
Dude, let's go. Get drugged at Disneyland.
Right. Oh, but speaking of something that's a trip, dating sites. Some of you guys may have seen me. What I love to do when a new dating site kind of pops up, I like to add or join to it and check it out.
And you never know where you might find love.
Right. But for me, when it comes to me on dating sites for myself, I'm very I get real annoyed real quick. But I like to check them out just so I can talk about them, because there is one a while ago I mentioned. I don't know if we mentioned it here, but I did for sure on Geek Nation, where it was an app made for video gamers. They had some board game app games that I counted. And it was such a beautifully done app. Like, they did such, because you can tell they were real nerds and did a really good job. I heard of a new one called Snack. Not spelt S-N-A-C-C, you know, like a snack. This one's spelt like a snack, like how it actually is spelt, S-N-A-C-K.
Oh, okay. That makes it easy, though.
Mm-hmm. But the idea of this app in particular is that it's a dating app meets TikTok. So you can actually upload videos. Like, you can, if you already are on TikTok, just upload the ones you already have.
Your TikTok videos to the dating site?
Yeah, and you can add as many as you want. Some people are like...
Is it like a swipe thing, kind of like a Tinder? Is that how you like it's kinda you swipe like it's, on...
It's like TikTok, like where you just swipe up and you could see all the people in their videos. People be like, hey, look.
But it's just one at first it's one person, and then you can swipe up and down for all of their videos.
Yeah, like you click on their name, you could go see the rest of their videos. You can obviously program it to be like, I want this age group or whatever. But people are like, yeah, this is.
Yeah, our guys and girls and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it says, shoot your shot so you can reply to them. Yeah, their videos, that sort of thing. So I was like, that's kind of a cool idea. I don't really see it like a lot of people.
But like, is it just videos or can you do like pictures too?
Like, you
or
have,
it's just your TikTok stuff.
You have your profile picture, but.
But then the rest are videos.
Yep. Yeah, so you can show different reels, like only chat. Like, it gives you a lot of ideas on what to do and what to post. So I'm like, if you're really into the TikTok game, this might be for you. I love TikTok.
So did you sign up for it?
I signed up for it to see how it worked. And it works just like TikTok.
But you're not going to post anything, you don't think?
I posted a couple from my TikTok that were already public, but...
Mm. Okay, so you're on it, girl. You're on this
Well,
snack.
Like, otherwise I can't look at other stuff. Like, that's part of the process to sign up.
Oh, you can't just like get a profile, post a picture, and then
they're like, hey, you got to add a video. I'm like, okay. But they're already.
Oh, to be able to snoop around?
Yeah, to see other stuff.
Oh, so there's no like bio or anything?
Like your videos are technically part of your bio.
So, but there's not like, you know, like a question like, what do you like to do on the weekends? And then they answer or something like a lot.
No, not like a, what is it called? A prompt. No, you use the videos as prompt. Like, hey, only oldest child know this, or this is what I love doing on the weekends. Here's a video of me doing this. So
I think this could be very hit or miss for people.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people just judge pictures so hard that they're going to judge a video even harder.
Yes and no. For me, I feel like, well, actually, no, I think you're right. Like judge in the sense of like you'll be able to see them more clearly.
Yeah. Well, I just think of like my friends recently told me like they're on dating sites and they said there's like an option that you can record yourself answering
a prompt question. I've heard of that.
And I was like, oh my God, find one. I want to listen to it. So you immediately judge what they say. You immediately judge how they say it. You immediately judge their voice, their tone. And I was like, oh wow, I didn't think dating sites could get more judgmental. But here I am being like, his voice, I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I feel like if you're on video, then it's like your face, how you're acting, what you're saying, what you're doing in the background.
There is she's an actress. Her name is Amelia Sampson. She's actually from the area. I think she's from down south. And she does a series on TikTok. And I think she posts on YouTube as well, like different dating site type situations. Like one of them, it's like, why are you single? And she'll post people's like male or females, like worst, like them bitching and stuff in their bios on Tinder or Bumble or whatever. And she'll be like, I wonder why this person is single. That kind of a thing. So she does go through, and some of them have been the audio ones, and it's just so, some of the stuff people say get creepy.
Oh, I'm not surprised. And some of it's like boring, or some of it's just like,
But the thing with video that I like better is that I feel like you can get an idea of what the person like looks like better. Cause I feel like a lot of us are guilty of this. We have an angle that we take our pictures at.
For sure. We
can't really sometimes see past that angle. So you can actually kind of get a vibe of them too. And their personality. Like there's one guy I've seen like a friend like on Facebook. All their pictures look angry. They look like super tough, angry. And then you actually see them and they're a goofball.
Is it that smoldering look?
It's like that like moody, you know, angsty vibe.
Do they mean to do that?
Well, it's sexy looking. Like,
it is sexy. Okay,
yeah, it's sexy, like, you know, brooding, very, like, kind of.
It is sexy. Sometimes those faces just, you look upset.
Yeah.
Some people
rock it. Some people don't. But then they're goofballs. And I feel like having videos is a good chance to kind of get a better idea of what they're like.
Yeah, or a worse idea.
That too.
I mean, like, a better idea of what you don't want, essentially.
Yeah, like you could see them, yeah, more for who they are. So yes, you're judging them more, but you're also seeing more of them.
So do you think you're actually going to like partake in this site, or is this just for fun?
No, I literally just deleted it. Like I did this for the podcast.
No snack for you.
No, like I have a hard time.
Well, because if you like videos, I thought maybe it'd be like your thing, like to go on and like see other people's videos.
Right. A lot of them are pretty boring so far. Like the ones I've looked at where it's just like, maybe because I'm just so used to TikTok. TikTok has a lot of like, it's been
very
curated. Yeah, very creative people and stuff that I want to see. And these are just dudes just like,
yeah, who wants to hang out?
Yeah, who wants to hang out with me on my dirty, crusty couch? Like,
yeah, they're going to be very real, like, because their life is not as crazy as the TikTokers. Like, and neither are the TikTokers. They just make it that crazy.
Right. Or just something more interesting. Like, hey, check out my book collection. Check out my video game collection. Or, like, look at my car. Whatever you like. Let me see more of that instead of your crusty ass couch and crusty ass socks.
Hey, some people like that. So.
I do not. So I was just like, I have a hard time posting on TikTok and my other stuff as it is. Like,
I love the name, but it doesn't really make sense to me.
No,
but
and I love the little icon. It was a little pretzel.
Oh, yum.
I was like, that's cute.
Everybody likes a good pretzel.
One that I also joined because I had joined it originally when it came out, but I got off it quick because I think I met somebody that really was kind of weird.
Oh, so in I was person? Like,
yeah, at the time. This was years ago.
Ooh.
So I deleted it, and then I could never get it back on my account again, which was Facebook Dating. So it gave me an ad like, hey, try Facebook Dating. So I'm like, okay, let me see what it looks like now, a few years past. There's a few things I don't like I do and I don't like about it. I think it's only connected to my phone app, my phone Facebook app. So
like the friends on your Facebook?
No. So I only get notifications on my phone. Like I don't get notifications on my computer when I'm on Facebook or okay. on my tablet when I'm on Facebook. So I have to constantly be on my phone. And then.
Girl, you are always constantly.
But
on
then
your phone.
Those notifications haven't been pushed through. Like they don't push through as often. So that's why I'm having a hard time. Like I don't.
Because they're just on your phone?
Because they're on the Facebook. Like, you know, when it says, oh, you got a new comment on your photo or whatever yeah. on Facebook. I don't know. Like, I don't always get like, you got a new message. Like, they don't always pop up for me. Like, maybe I need to mess with my settings a little bit better. I do like, and this is just because I'm a creeper, it will say like, hey, you have friends in common. It'll tell you the friends you have in common. So then that way.
How do they match you with people on Facebook that they're not your friends? Like, how would they decide who they should show you? Like, who's the area?
Area, like depends how much area space. Some people do very close, like only in this small area. Some people do quite a bit of range, like here, like from my house to 100 miles or whatever.
Okay.
And then you also put like your age group, like I want to date from this age to this age. And I think there's
and then they'll just show anyone.
And then they'll show anybody that fits that criteria. And you say yes or no. You put, you know, X for no, heart for yes. You can look at the profiles, just random, you can look at your profile, you can see everybody who's liked you, and then you can just start swiping away, like, yes, no.
And then can you see their Facebook profile?
Not their Facebook profile, but a lot of their stuff can come from Facebook. Like, it gave me the option of, like, getting my pictures from my Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
And, like, having my information carried over. There's a lot of information that I just redacted. Like,
that makes it easy, though.
Yeah, like, that definitely made it a lot easier in that sense. So it is simpler. I do love that it will say, you know, you're friends with this person. And then I can kind of get an idea. I'm like, oh, you're friends with my cousins, huh?
I was trying to think of it right now, actually, with like my fiance, as I was like, if he had a Facebook, I don't think we'd have any friends in common, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a blank slate. Like, you don't know my people. I don't know your people. Okay, cool.
I mean, so, like, a lot of people, we don't have a lot of, like, we don't have any
friends
in common.
Yeah, I kind of like that better. I don't want to be like, oh, how do you know this one person? Or how do you know this, you know? I don't know.
It makes it easier to snoop because it only gives you first names. It doesn't give you last names. So if I say you're friends with Sarah, I can go to Sarah's Facebook page, assuming if her privacy settings are set a certain way. Because you can make it that to where nobody can look at your friends list.
Yeah.
So I can go to your friends list, look by for the person's first name, and kind of get more information that way, too.
That'd be so weird, though. And then you'd ask me, like, how I knew him. And I'd be like, just go out with them. You right. ask them yourself.
No, I wouldn't ask, because then I would have to admit that I'm doing this or that. But, like, that's the sort of thing I remember it was back then when I got it the first time. So that was kind of a nice thing. And I think Tinder does something similar. Because through Tinder, you have to have a Facebook account, and you log into Tinder through Facebook in a similar way. So.
But you're done with it. You went on one creepy date and then
a few
like,
years
F
ago.
That.
And like I said, F it. So I joined it again and I'm kind of playing around with it. Like, cause it gives you a lot of options for like gifts. You can write like little icebreakers. So you could like, have you ever been told you look like a famous person? Who was it? And then you answer.
That is
it.
By far your jam. You love those icebreakers.
Well, no, when nobody talks, like it pisses me off. And it's like, if we're supposed to be having a conversation and you're not talking, then.
Well, then you need to know they're not for you.
Yep. It's like, cool. Let's either end it right now or you got to deal with me being your interviewer.
Yeah, right. So are you on any sites actually like actively right now?
Aside from like the Facebook dating just to get more, because I literally just got this like yesterday.
Yeah, but like not Tinder or Bumble or Hinge or anything.
Like, there are times where like I've popped back up because I have like my accounts disabled. Not necessarily, some of them are disabled, not deleted.
Yeah, so it's easy to reactivate if you wanted to.
But usually when I do reactivate it, my friend's like, hey, I was talking to this guy on this one dating site. I want to see if he's on this dating site, too, because he ghosted me. I'm like, here you go. See if he blocked you. There you go.
Can you look up someone on a dating site?
No, but if you set your settings a certain way, you can swipe and see if you see him.
Ay.
So I'm like, you have fun. Enjoy. Enjoy my account.
He probably ghosted you, girl. Okay, get over
like,
it.
Let's be honest. but moving on to other things, now with all this, that's the other thing I don't like about the Facebook dating is that when you do, when you're on it, like, I want to go back to Facebook to look at something, like, oh, let me grab this or look at this real quick or look this up on Facebook. You have to get out of the Facebook dating part. It's all within the Facebook app.
Oh,
so it's not like, you know, okay, how you have Facebook and Facebook messengers you can just go back and forth to, like, if I need something.
Yeah. This is like just Facebook. So once you close out of that, you close out of Facebook as well.
Yeah. So it's kind
that
of
is annoying. I wonder why they just don't have a separate little.
A lot of people hate the idea of having multiple apps for the same thing, quote unquote. Like, people were freaking out when we had to get a messenger app.
Oh, I think it's so inconvenient. I said convenient, but it sounded like I said inconvenient.
Yeah, it did.
So convenient.
Right. So that's, I think, why. I think if they gain any more popularity with the Facebook dating, they might.
They might.
I could definitely see them trying to do it, especially with the whole metaverse crap they're going through.
Maybe they just have it intertwined because, you know, like, if you're on both, if you check your Facebook, oh, there, you can check your Facebook dating thing too.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, it'll remind you.
I guess. So, well, if you guys have any other dating apps you would like me to check out for you before you take the plunge, let me know and I'll download them and play with them.
Yeah.
Moving on to. So I get a lot of content from the website Bored Panda because they have a lot of stuff that's just really fun to read sometimes.
Okay. I like the name Bored Panda.
So they did an article where it's like, on this Instagram page, people share unpopular opinions and here are some of the most polarizing ones. Ooh. So I thought I would read some of these unpopular opinions and we can give our feedback, seeing if they're good, like if we agree with them or if like, no, we don't agree with you.
Okay.
All right. So this unpopular opinion is, if I am a patron at a sports arena and I catch a fly ball or a puck or et cetera, I am not obligated to give it to a child or a parent of a child who asks. I attended a game and a fly puck went into my section. I caught that barehanded 20 rows up. I'm 30 years old and this is the first time high for me, an unintentional treasure. A kid came up to me, maybe 10 or 12 years old, in the same row and asked me for the puck, and the dad was blatantly watching. I said, no, I earned this, little man, keep trying. And I literally got booed by my section. Never had this moment as a kid, and I finally as an adult, and I am genuinely felt like a kid again, and at least before the unwanted booing. So why do I need to give up what I got fairly? Please understand, if an athlete is intending to throw a puck or a ball to a kid, I would never intercept, knowing my size and ability. That's petty. But if a puck or a ball was unintentionally lodged into the stands and someone was able to get it despite the age, that's a lifetime treasure and experience, and it's truly luck seeing the odds. Yeah, like, I don't feel like you should get booed for it. Like, it's nice when someone does it.
Oh, I don't think at all that he should give that up to a kid. No. And
the kid was, like, 10 or 12. Like,
yeah, I mean, even if you were, like, 4 or 5, no. Like, kid, you didn't deserve this. You didn't catch this. Plus, I feel like sometimes they have, like, let's get real. If I was a parent and really wanted a baseball and I had a child, I'd be like, can you go ask that guy for that baseball? You know, like, I would send my cute kid to do my dirty work.
Right.
But, you know, most likely, like, the kid's not, doesn't actually really care, isn't really going to remember, or just give it to his dad.
Right. It's really silly. It's like, it's exciting if you do catch it yourself. I don't think it's as exciting if you don't catch it, but kids like stuff and parents don't want to pay, you know, $30 for a souvenir.
That's true.
There is another thing that is unpopular opinion. It's like, recording yourself crying on camera and then posting it on social media is not stunning and brave. It's conniving, calculated, and narcissistic as F. So when people like either do a formal apology or like, this thing happened and they're crying and they post a video, it's like, it's not normal. It's attention seeking and weird. Why would you film yourself, likely on cue, and then replay it, edit it, and upload it for likes? People who do this make me sick. This is a whole nother level of narcissism and extremely disturbing behavior that shouldn't be rewarded.
Oh, yikes. That's tough because I feel like I don't personally like it, to be honest. I think it's weird.
I think it's awkward.
I think it's awkward. I think, you know, but I do understand, like, if you have a following or this, that, and the other, you want to be as real as you can be. And a lot of social media is just posting about your great life, which part of it may be real, but everyone has their hard days and hard times. Mm-hmm. So I get, like, someone wanting to show that side, too.
I feel like starting off like, hey, I'm going to talk about this or something that happened to me recently or mental health. And then if you start crying along the way, I don't think that's necessarily bad because you're still trying to like get your point out. But people who just start off by crying and just post videos of them crying like, oh, my God, I'm so upset. My boyfriend broke up with me. Here's me crying. That's awkward. Or if it's a live stream and you happen to start crying for whatever reason.
Yeah, and I'm like a huge crier, so that would like happen to me probably so easily. So I think that's one thing, if you're like starting off a conversation, even like knowing like, hey, this might get emotional, and then it happens, just let it mm-hmm. happen. But like, you're right, to try to like, to start filming once you're in the middle of sobbing, like that,
and then posting it.
It does seem very weird.
Let me add some filters, make sure I look cute.
Yeah, and 99% of people don't look cute when they're crying, so no. Good luck with the filters. But right. I don't like to say it's, I mean, probably for some people it is calculated, but that's like such a weird word for me, just because it makes you feel like they're trying to pull on people's heartstrings and make them feel bad for them.
Sometimes they do. Like some of these influencers and stuff. Like I was even reading, like when Kim Kardashian got engaged to the other husband, the basketball player, whatever, Humphries.
Oh, Chris Humphrey. God, like, that was a while ago.
When he proposed to her, though, I remember specifically that she had to use what they call a crying stick. And it looks like a lip, and I ordered one for the show because we were going to talk about it, and then we have totally forgot about it. But basically what this is,
cool.
It looks like a lipstick, but it's basically a lipstick with Vicks VapoRub.
Oh, you put it under your eye?
You put it under your eye, and so it makes your eyes like irritated, like Vicks VapoRub.
I want to try it.
And so she had to use one of those. So everything, like I feel like when I see stuff like that, like especially when they're not ugly crying, they're like just letting the tears just kind of drop across their face.
But like with her, that's true. She's on like a next level. Like,
oh yeah,
this is her job. No, she's like a straight up actress.
At
like,
this point, yeah, reality shows aren't real.
I'm like, wow, dude. I mean, I would fake some tears if I was Kim Kardashian.
Right. This one, I don't know what you're going to respond to. I'm very curious.
Oh, okay. Do you have a strong opinion either way?
I agree with these people.
Oh, okay.
So paparazzi jobs should be illegal and treated like harassment. With all that Britney's case news those days, I decided to do some search to better understand her life and situation. So everyone, you know, if you don't remember, like back in what, 2006, 2007-ish, she had that breakdown. The paparazzi were watching. She shaved her head. She like smashed. I think she was hitting them with an umbrella because they were just swarming her.
Yeah.
While she was basically having a huge mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
This person says, I still can't figure out why paparazzi is not considered like mental harassment. She was in average followed at least at each instant of her life by 20 photographers and 40 in her prime days. Tracking each moment of someone's life to catch the one moment of weakness to deform and amplify it. Can't figure out how this is a quote unquote job. How is this legal? How magazines pay for this? And how is they legally publish unauthorized photos? Am I missing something in life? So legally, you can take a picture of anybody that's outside, right? That was one thing when I took a photography class in high school, we learned the difference between what is legal and what you can do legally and what you should or shouldn't do because of ethics.
Oh, okay.
Like, one of the examples they gave us was, let's say your neighbor's outside, like cleaning something up, like on the sidewalk of like the neighborhood you guys live in.
Okay.
And she has cancer and she looks really, really, you know, sick, doesn't have her like hat, like doesn't have a scarf on or anything. She looks very weak and you take a picture of her. It's like, legally you can, but ethically, like if you're posting it to either like make a meme.
Oh yeah, she got cancer. That's right. Like a next level scenario.
It's like legally, like they can't really sue. But in a situation where I think it was like a Victoria's Secret model or one of those models was inside of a sauna and there's a woman changing in the locker room and she took a picture and posted it to Snapchat. Like not only shaming her, it's like, look, if I got to look at her, you got to look at her too. But you are in a private place, which like a bathroom that is illegal.
Okay, yeah, I thought, bathrooms and locker rooms.
Yep, that is also illegal. And then I think some businesses can say you're not allowed to take photographs in this area.
Or a changing room.
Uh-huh, like a gym, for example. Like some gyms can say no photographs at all in this area. Same with like movie theaters.
What if in your scenario she was on her property?
I think technically, if you're not, like if it's not an enclosed area, I believe, and also it could be changed from place to place. I believe it's still technically legal, like if she was in her yard. And
but
you took a picture.
The picture person wasn't in her yard.
Like for the example my teacher gave me, or the paparazzi. Because it was just like a regular photographer taking a picture. They're in their yard. I believe you can. If they're in their backyard and it's covered or fenced or whatever, I believe that would still be considered. But I'm not 100% on that one. So someone correct me if I'm wrong. That being said, like it honestly, like it is mentally exhausting for a lot of these celebrities.
I could not imagine. Like, even when you go out of your house, there's just like hella people waiting for you or waiting to follow you or this, that, and the other.
Right.
But it is because I feel like everyone is very curious about celebrities and famous people, and like we want to know what they're doing or what their life's like.
And I'm curious, I wish we could talk to like a famous celebrity who has this problem. Like, has it gotten down since social media? Because we used to not really know anything about celebrities except what we would see published in like TV interviews, like magazine interviews and stuff like that. Now we have social media, so we can be a part of their lives.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm wondering,
probably not, though.
I'm curious to see if it has gone down, how much has it gone down? But
well, then I see like the magazines too, where they have just like a picture and a little snippet of what all these celebrities were doing. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird because it's like Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher were getting lunch yesterday. You know what I mean? And it's just like, them eating lunch like outside of on a like a picnic table, like the most normal picture ever. And I'm like, people are, or like Justin Bieber's on vacation with his butt out and like it looks like a sky shot, like someone's in a helicopter
or
taking
they got
pictures or whatever. I'm like, dang, they're always being watched.
But what do you think of if someone said, you know, they proposed a bill, they're like, we're gonna make paparazzi, that whole idea, illegal? Would you be like, okay, great? Or do you not have any strong opinions?
I mean, I wouldn't really care because I don't have paparazzi. But I,
like, if
in
we
a
had
smaller
a
scope of things, you know, when I go out with my friends and stuff, my friends post. You know, if you're taking pictures in the club, if you're at a picture at a bar and there are people behind you, if you're taking pictures, you know, my friends, we saw some famous TikTokers. They were filming them like in when we were in Vegas and all of that and posting it to their story and showing everyone. But then when somebody starts filming in their direction, or if I'm like twerking and my ass is out and people are pulling out cameras, they get super pissed off about it. And are
your
very
friends?
Much like, how the hell, yeah. Oh, how the hell are you filming me? You don't have permission to film me, la, la, la. And I'm like, you were just doing that. Like, I've gotten into some arguments with my friends about
this.
No, the
double standard is ridiculous.
You're being a hypocrite. Look at what you're posting. Look who's in the background of this picture and this video. And so I have never had a problem with people filming me in public because it's a public setting. I'm doing whatever I'm going to do. If you find it entertaining or if you find me stupid, if you find me ugly and you film me and you post it, okay, like that's legal. Like, I get it. This is what is going to happen in public, especially with social media.
Mm-hmm.
So like with that aspect of it, like I have a very strong feeling like I'm in public. You're going to do what you're going to do. I get it, you know, but I'm not a celebrity, so I don't have cameras or hella people taking pictures and paparazzi and videos all the freaking time, which I feel like would get super annoying.
And you
really
saying
fast.
That made me think of another point. Like at some point, like let's say you're in a club and there's a celebrity behind you, you don't know they're there, and you take a picture of you and your friends, and they can say, no, you can't take pictures of me, you know, that's, you know, you're being a paparazzi kind of situation. Like, I feel like there should still be a rule, like you can still take pictures out in public and everything, but the what paparazzi do, how they stalk, how they wait outside houses, how they follow on vacations. Like somebody commented under this post, they said, harassment is the right word. What happened to Diana and other famous people with the paparazzi actually hunting them down? So I think that's what Princess Diana, I think she, like they were trying to escape the paparazzi that were following them in cars. And that's when she got into the accident, died.
Oh.
I believe so. And so that's when it becomes more of a stalkerish situation, I feel like that's definitely not okay.
I mean, essentially, they're all kind of pretty stalkery. I mean, if you are following a celebrity like that, you know exactly where they're going to be pretty much at all times. I mean, I get it's your job, but it is pretty stalkery.
Right. Like, I mean, if you're, let's say you're in Hollywood or in Vegas and you're at a club and you happen to be like, hey, look, here's a picture of this celebrity. And you take a picture of them. I don't think that's the same as following them to different locations and trying to get pictures.
To sell
for thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Damn, millions of dollars? I'm in the wrong boat.
Well, it depends. Like, I think it was...
how good that shot is, yeah.
I think it was only, like, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, when they had their first child together, like, actually gave birth to their first child together, I think they sold the rights for the photos for, like, $1 million, and they donated to charity.
Oh, shoot. That's really nice.
Yeah, because they're like, well, somebody's going to take a picture of these kids, so here's the first picture of the kid, you know.
Yeah. That was smart, actually.
Right? So this person's in a popular opinion is parents have no right to use the I clothed you, I fed you, I put a roof over your head argument. With all due respect, that's just basic parenting. Since you brought your child into this world, you're responsible to make sure that all their basic needs are catered for. Whether you like it or not, your child does not owe you anything. So people who say stuff like, well, I was your mother and I did this for you and I did that. It's like, so you did the bare minimum is what you're saying.
Is this like like after or like their whole life, or is this like before they're 18?
I'm guessing they mean more of like as an adult.
Because I get the whole like you have to follow my rules.
Well, yeah,
if like you live in this house.
But I think like being 18 Mother years Effa! Old, it's like 18 or older. You're like, you know what? We don't have a good relationship. Like you did, you took care of me because that's what you had to do. But you may or may not have been a good person, or I don't have to associate with you in certain the ways you want just because you did these things.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I totally. Yeah. No. Just because you're blood, I mean, doesn't.
Right.
It just means you're blood.
Right.
I don't. So, I mean, if you're a crappy person, I'm not going to let it slide because you birthed me. Congratulations. You got pregnant. I mean, for real.
This one, another one, an unpopular opinion. And I agree with it. I feel like I don't mind having commercials. Like I had this argument with somebody. It's like, well, we need to have these commercials. If you like, and not everything could be free, like your YouTube commercials or whatever, unless you pay for it, not get commercials. Cool. But I don't mind a few commercials if I get something for free. That being said, sometimes, for example, I'm watching a video that's funny and then I get more of a serious commercial.
Oh, okay. It's
like, dang it. Or I'm watching a kid's show or something like on YouTube with a little brother and then like an adult type, not like a dirty commercial, but like, why aren't there more kid type commercials like that fit a little better? Because then if it's something like, here, we're going to talk about medication, and then he's gets annoyed and I'm like, I know, buddy, we got to wait till this commercial's over. But this person says, as a recovering alcoholic, I wish there was a way to opt out of liquor ads on platforms like Spotify. After becoming sober, I have gone far, far out of my way to not make my addiction the problem of others. I sober cab for free. I bring beer to barbecues, but I've never asked anyone not to drink in front of me. But that effing, there's a beer commercial that plays every time there's an advertising pause on Spotify. It's hotter than hell out there. You know, this beer sounds really, really good. And it hurts to type this. And I'm not an entitled person, but the nonstop incessant badgering me to buy alcohol every three songs is making me want to relapse. And you can still drown me in advertisement and even the same ad over and over again. Just please give me the option to abstain from these alcohol ones. I'm like, I think that's fair. Nice. Or like somebody else pointed out in gambling as well.
That's crazy that she can like bring or he can bring beer to like a barbecue and stuff, but like not see this ad.
Well, like
she can go out and buy it and bring it and have people drink in front of her and smell it and all that. But the ad is really what's triggering.
Well, how often? It's not like they're going to a barbecue every single minute or every day or anything like that. It's like a barbecue every once in a while, as opposed to when you listen to music. Some people listen to it hours and hours a day. And if you're not paying for it and you're getting the ads, like you have three songs, there's the ad. Another three songs, there's the ad. And if it's
I just think it's annoying. I mean, I don't have any like, you know, I'm not watching anything with a kid, or I'm not like a recovering alcoholic. So like, I mean, I just think it's annoying when the ads come on, regardless of what the ad is.
For me, it makes me think of like, let's say there's an ad that has the song of like an ex or whatever that and you're still not over them. And it's like, it's playing every three songs. It just, it still hits you. Like not so much of an addiction standpoint, but you're like, oh, dang it. I'm still thinking of this person. Damn it. Like I can kind of, like, I can see that, but I'm like, that'd be nice. Cause we, our algorithms on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff is all based on what we search for and how everything's connected and what your phone listens to. So it'd be nice to be able to be like, yeah, let's put none of this content here, none of this other stuff, whatever.
Unfortunately, it's all about money. And if they're, if this beer commercial or this adult commercial that you watch with your brother is giving Spotify money, then they're going to play it as much as they have to.
So have you ever seen this tradition of pushing someone's face into cake for the birthday? Yeah. So someone's like pushing someone's face into the birthday cake ruins the party every time. So that was a tradition we grew up doing every single time. We usually had a big
blow out the candles and then someone does it.
Because you're supposed to take a bite of the cake with that, without your hands.
Oh,
that's at least how
that
we
makes
did
it easy.
And then they squish your face. Yeah. I'm not a fan of this because I've gotten cake all the way up my nose and that was not fun.
Yeah, we used to do it to my friend all the time, and it was fun because it was him, so, like, his face got all, and then he'd, like, start throwing it, and it kind of get everywhere, but it would never be in my house, but then it's like, okay, I'm not going to eat this cake now.
That's exactly what they said. It's like, no one wants to eat the cake afterwards. Also, it's just wasting good food, and its birthday cakes are expensive. Not if you get them at Costco.
Birthday cakes aren't really that expensive.
I think if you go real fancy, like, you can get an expensive
one. Or maybe if you have to, like, get one for, like, 100 people or something.
Or like I'm thinking of like the ones with fondant and the fancy stuff on
fondant
top, right? It's like I just don't get it, but the amount of prank videos where people do this to birthdays and weddings just makes me think people are stupid. Like
the wedding one I'm having a hard time with because I always thought it'd be super fun to do that, But now that I realize how expensive like makeup and how like hard someone like works on doing your makeup, I'm like, I would not want to F that up. Maybe I'll still do it in his face, though. Like, it's not like J-Rob's is going to be wearing makeup.
There's some people that do, you know, like when you twist your arms around and drink champagne, some people will do that at weddings for the cake. Like, you'll feed each other cake.
Oh,
that
that's kind of cute, actually.
Or you'll eat your own cake, I guess, because you're twisting your own arm.
With a fork or with your hands?
Either.
Oh.
It's probably easier if you do it with your hands, though.
Yeah, that's true. So then at least the cake gets on your body somehow.
Right.
Woo!
I agree. I love all the TikTokers where somebody does that and then they film themselves just standing there with a plate all disappointed.
Just like, sad. Yeah.
It's like, well, I guess I don't get cake.
They have to have a backup cake if you're going to do that.
See, I think or have them slice their own cake first and then do it on that if you really have to do this.
So then your face just goes in a slice of cake?
Yep.
Oh.
Instead of the whole cake. This one I kind of agree with because I feel bad for them. It's like people should just stop adopting pugs and just let them go extinct. It's like, yeah. It's like, do I even have to explain this? I mean, pugs and other flat-faced dog breeds are literally just suffering because how we've bred them. Because pugs used to look a lot different, like 100 years ago. But we've bred them to have like a very squished face. And so because of that, they have so many problems with breathing. Their skull causes their eyes to sometimes look the opposite ways. They suffer from so many problems and could literally talk about this all day. Sure, they're cute, but they do they really deserve to suffer these problems just because we love the way they look? That's just cruel. So if we find a way to make the flat-faced breeds go extinct, either by crossbreeding them with healthier dog breeds or just keep them all in one place, then I think we should do it. I think I like the idea better of like just breed them with, if you're going to, just breed them with a different dog breed instead.
To make them maybe less flat-faced?
Yeah.
I don't know. My friend has a little pug and it's pretty freaking cute, not going to lie, but it just had to have surgery.
Right.
Because of its breathing.
Well, the thing is, a lot of times when they say purebred, it means that they're usually bred within the same family line too.
Yeah.
So they just have a lot of issues.
They're never going to get extinct though. People love those dogs.
I mean, the sweetest dog for me where I've had like a quote-unquote connection to was like an ex's dog. He had a pug. And I remember I got like a 24-hour flu. Like it hit me within a few hours. Like we were on vacation and as we're about to drive back, like I'm feeling like the worst flu I've ever had.
Oh.
And I was like, we need to drive back. And we drove all the way back. I had him drive my car and I was shivering. I had the chills and I was like, my feet are so cold. And I said, my feet are cold. His dog gets up and sits on my feet.
Aww.
And I was just like, I love you so much. I would die for you.
But now you're like, I can't get up now.
No, I couldn't get up because I was that sick. Like, I got real sick. It was bad.
But that dog made you feel better.
Yeah. So that was like my only connection to any dog was this dog, which was a pug. So like, I get it. But do you have I think one of your unpopular opinions would definitely be the Santa thing.
Oh, yeah. Don't lie to your children about Santa. For sure.
Or the tooth fairy.
You're all a bunch of liars. Yeah, or the Easter bunny or whatever. They're all lie. They're all lie. Sorry if there are any kids listening to this. But they're all lie. And I guess I can't ruin it for people, can I? But
I mean, I'm just curious how it's going to be when you have kids and they go to school. Like, are you going to ruin it for the other kids?
I would totally. I ruined it for all my friends. I told everyone. But J-Rob's would never let me do it. He's way nicer of a person than I am.
Just let them do what they got to do. This one I really have been thinking about a lot lately.
Oh.
It's just because I used to work. I used to be that person that would work 7 days a week.
Okay.
Like I had this job. I had a waitressing job. I even had one day a week. I worked pretty much all afternoon, like from 11 a.m. to about, depending on the day, anywhere between 6 to 7 p.m., sometimes 8 p.m. And overworking, staying late, doing overtime, or the quote-unquote grind should not be glamorized. So people are like, yeah, I'm grinding 80 hours work week. Yeah.
Yeah.
A healthy work-life balance is far more important and is something to be bragged about. The employers and upper class have groomed and institutionalized the working class into believing that staying late and the grind means that you're the best at your job and the hardest worker. They'll replace you in a heartbeat. Look after yourself and your family first. That's why a lot of people don't take vacations. They don't like taking the sick days.
I mean, that's the hard thing is they will replace you in a heartbeat and maybe replace you with someone that will grind and do overtime and not complain about it. Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. It's like a lot of people have just been so used to thinking like, I need to be working constantly and I need to be available, you know, 24 hours a day for my job. And you know what? That's, you're allowed to have a life. You're allowed to have your own time and set your own boundaries. Like if I get an email, unless it's something like, holy crap, this is crazy emergency. Uh-huh. I don't reply to emails until the next day after like 6:30.
Oh, that's good.
Like,
we go to bed at like 6:30.
Well, that's also like I'm winding down at that point. But like even like 6-ish, I'm like, you know what? I'll answer or do this in the morning.
Yeah.
There's like I'm no.
Well, yeah, that's good. You have like a time that you're like, I'm, you know, mm-hmm. putting my phone away or on silent or whatever.
Or at least like the work emails and stuff. I'm like, nope, this is not happening today.
Yeah.
Unless I messed up and had to do something earlier that day and did not do it, then that's an emergency.
Got to
do it
and then you're like, oh, crap.
That's my bad.
I have to do this before tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like the generation before us and stuff, they're just very all about work all the time.
I think there's also this idea that our generation and like Generation Z, we're looked upon as like lazy or not lazy, but not loyal to companies. Because a lot of the times, like, and I don't know if this is true with you, but a lot of my friends have jumped or had multiple jobs in their adult life. And sometimes they last like a year or two, they go to another one. And honestly,
they have multiple jobs in like the same like career?
Yeah, or, like in the same kind
so
of.
So they don't like hop like, careers. Okay, today I'm going to do this and the next week.
I'm going to be an astronaut. Now I'm going to be a firefighter. Yeah, no, it's within the same thing. Like they're, when we hear back in the day, people would stay at their companies for 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Totally, yeah.
And that's not the case anymore. And there's a lot of talk where it says, you know, millennials and Gen Zers are not loyal to companies. It's like, well, what's the minimum wage look like? Companies don't care. Like a lot of big companies don't care about their employees. And if they don't care about their employees, employees aren't going to stick around. Plus, it's a tactic because there have been times where I'd hear stories of, hey, this person just came on. And because they were making as much money as you were at their other job, now that they're coming to this company, they requested more money. So they're coming in, doing the same thing you're doing, getting paid a lot more simply because they jumped from place to place.
Yeah.
Which it's like unfair for the other people who have stuck around. Like there's no benefit to the quote unquote loyal ones.
I know. That's horrible.
Right.
Or like at least like they should bump up their pay to the same pay as the new person.
But because there is this whole workplace mentality of you don't speak about your how much money you make. Uh-huh. Like that's the rule. A lot of companies started doing this so people wouldn't figure out, oh, you know what? You two are in the exact same position, have the same authority, but this person's making a lot more money, either because they negotiated more or sometimes it has to do with the page gap between like men and women or just people of color or not. All these different factors kind of fall into place.
Yeah. Well, my friend, like she was looking at different jobs, got a different job, told her old job, like, hey, I'm leaving. Like, you know, I love this company, but they're going to pay me like this amount more. And like her company that she was with was immediately like, okay, well, we'll make that even higher than what they want, you know? And well, so it was like a back end.
Yeah, it was a
bidding
war.
We'll match it, but we'll give you more now.
And wow.
Yeah, so they went back and forth and she was like, if I had never like applied for a different job and actually got a different job, like would I have ever gotten this pay increase?
Even if you were to ask like, hey, can I get a raise? You probably are not going to get a raise. Like, oh,
and if you do,
it
probably won't be nearly as much as what she got because this company was like, oh, we think your value is this much. Like, come to us. And I was like, oh, that's so, like, sad that, like, her company that she's at, like, wouldn't just automatically be like, we'll give you more money.
Right.
Because you're amazing.
Well, and there was, like, one of the things I was kicking myself for a long time. I thought, you know, if I work here for a certain amount of time, I'll eventually get, you know, more money or more benefits or whatever. But I should have spoken up for myself sooner. And then I could have gotten insurance sooner kind of a thing. You know, that with a lot of things, like it's about also speaking up. But we're sometimes feel like we can't because we don't want to be annoying. We don't want to like bother anybody. But no, let's
start. Or get denied.
Yeah. Like I think I'm at that point where I realized I wish I would have been more annoying.
Now are you annoying?
Yeah, like when I need to be.
Well, that's good. At least you've learned. Now that we're in our 30s.
Right.
It only took us all of our 20s.
I mean, our 20s were for the mistakes. But
Can our 30s still be, please?
About mistakes?
Yeah, I'm not done making mistakes.
You say engaged about... No. It's a weird thing to say, Sarah.
Okay.
No, we could still be silly and stupid.
Okay, good. That's what I mean.
But I want to hear if you guys have any unpopular opinions.
Yeah, I'm curious about these. Another one of mine, avocado toast is trash.
I've never actually had avocado toast.
Don't. It's disgusting. Like, it's like...
Ugh. I love avocados on like my omelets.
I mean, you do. Toast. It's like guacamole on toast.
Oh, I'd rather just have guacamole and chips.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, I don't know. And I've had like cheese on it before. And I don't know. It's just not my jam at all. And everybody loves it, especially in the north, like here in Washington.
I feel like I need something else besides avocado on there.
It's usually like avocado and I think an egg or something.
No, I want a sandwich. I want some turkey. I want some tomato, some lettuce, some mayonnaise, and then some avocado slices.
Some like bread. You already have a piece of bread. Just put another piece of bread on top and other things in it.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I could just eat. Like, there's some people who can just sit there and eat an avocado like it's actual, like an apple or something. Just, I mean, not an apple, but you know what I mean. They'll eat it like fruit, like a snack.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to do that. Actually put some salt on it.
Or my cousin would do that for her babies when they first started eating quote unquote solider food instead of milk.
Oh yeah, it's hella mushy.
It's hella mushy and it's got a lot of vitamins and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And babies liked it, I guess.
That's surprising to me.
Right? I didn't think they would, but all right. Yeah. Have you tried baby food though? It's not that great tasting.
No, I haven't recently.
Well, like I had, this was like a year and a half ago. I had some on my hand. I licked it off. I was like, ugh!
What kind was it?
I think it was like a vegetable, like
see, that
meat
sounds gross.
One. Yeah, no, they're not.
I want to try like the sweet potatoes, maybe.
Oh, I think, was it sweet potato? No. The banana ones are good, though. I got those when I had my wisdom teeth out. That's what
I don't think I'd like that. Just a soupy banana. What?
Oh, I love it. Anywho, let us know.
Yes, let us know your unpopular opinions.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.